Hi, guys.
Hope you guys had a fun weekend. I sure did. I was in Yellowstone. That was cool. I did see those baby bison, by the way.
They were orange, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
And they were amazing, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But people, do not take selfies with the fluffy cows.
No, no, don't do that.
Dude, this one guy got like 10 feet from it. And there was actually an ambulance passing by. The ambulance stopped and yelled at the kid for getting that close.
Oh my gosh. Okay, when I was there up at Mammoth, there was some idiot girl off the boardwalk taking pictures. It was really funny because, okay, so we were with a large group, right?
Right.
And so I think Michelle said something to her because like she was being an idiot. And then as we walked back by, my mom says something to her because she's just like, get out of there. We don't need my grandson to see you die or something like that.
Oh my gosh. I did run into a Karen though. God. Yes. Okay. So we were at Old Faithful and so you can sit down. So there's the benches and then you can sit down in front, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Of course, then you're not supposed to put your feet over and step on the vegetation, but you can actually sit there on the side there, right?
Okay.
Okay. And even the ranger like came by and was telling people, you can sit there. It's fine. Just don't put your feet over because then a lot of people, when Old Faithful goes up, they stand up and then it can ruin the vegetation.
Sure.
This woman behind me, we have been sitting there the whole entire time. We haven't had our feet off the side or anything like that. We just been sitting there like cross-legged on the ground there because there wasn't a ton of room, even though we got there like 45 minutes early.
Sure. As long as you stay, basically, as long as you stay on the boardwalk and the path, you're good.
Exactly.
So you were on the boardwalk.
I was on the boardwalk. And this woman behind me is talking to her friend loudly about how inappropriate we're being and the fact that we're going to let our kids get that close to Old Faithful is just wrong, and that she would never have her kids act like that and sit there and be disrespectful, plus not only be disrespectful but also be in harm's way of Old Faithful.
Can I just say, I kind of wish that Karen had been at Mammoth with me when this woman was, because this was not some little thing. She like literally she had to climb over top of a boardwalk, like there was railing, and jump down to go walk out where she was.
Oh, I know where you're talking about because I was there. And
yeah, she was literally walking out there on top of Mammoth.
Yeah, and like no, and this woman is sitting there and she's like, I would never let my kids do that, be so disrespectful. And I turned around to her and I was like, excuse me, I was like, we are on the boardwalk, and even the ranger came by and told us that this was fine. So I don't know what your issue is with me, but she's like, well, I just wouldn't be that disrespectful and I wouldn't sit in front of people. And I was like, excuse me.
Everyone's in front of people there.
And I'm sorry, but I'm not, when I'm sitting down, I'm not blocking your view.
And once again, this is like, everyone is in front of someone at this place. It's not. Oh, that's.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but even when you're at concerts, everyone is in front of everyone.
Yeah. I'm gonna find a place.
And she's like, well, I've been sitting here since the last one went off, and I just think that it's really disrespectful to come sit right in front of someone and then put your child's life at risk. I was like, oh, okay, because you sitting right behind me is gonna make any difference.
Yeah, clearly it is that much safer, that whole 12 inches back or whatever it is.
And so we got little bit of water splashed on us from, you know, I mean, it was a little windy that day too, so the smoke was all up and everything. And she's like, see, I told you your kids were in danger. And I was like, okay,
pretty sure I saw your kid on a video yesterday and seemed fine.
He's in danger. I wish to God I was wearing my Not Today Jesus shirt.
Oh my.
I just have a feeling that they're those type of people.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, that's okay, people.
And I suggested to Dustin, I was like, let's just move somewhere else. And Dustin's like, nope, we're staying right here. I'm like, all right.
Okay. Oh my gosh. It reminds me. So one time, once upon a time.
At Bag Camp?
Yep. actually at Oregon, of course, Oregon coast. So we had set up this place on the beach. Now, if any of you have ever been to the Oregon coast, the beaches are not crowded. There is plenty of space everywhere. Okay. Right? Space for days. Okay. You have so much space. So we have set up, we have built a sandcastle. We have like our picnic blanket out and we're sitting there, right? This family comes up out of the whole beach. We're talking, I couldn't see another person on the beach at that moment.
Okay.
They sit directly in front of us.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Why would you do what? You couldn't have walked over 10 feet in either other direction. You had to sit right directly in front of us. Like they had to go out of their way to be assholes that time. It was, see, so at least it wasn't like that where there was, you know, oodles and oodles of space and you just sat there to be an asshole.
Yeah. Actually, and the thing is too, is we actually walked around the whole boardwalk to see if there was a little bench or something. I mean, we saw other people that were just sitting there on the boardwalk. We're like, okay, fine. We'll just find somewhere and sneak in and sit there.
Yeah.
You know.
I wasn't actually on a bench either. I was just sitting by the boardwalk.
But let's get into this crazy story. So a little bit on it. We were at the Teton Mountains because we decided to go through Jackson home. And so we saw the Teton Mountains. And Dustin's like, yeah, don't you remember that story of that husband that threw his wife off of the Teton Mountains and claimed that she fell like right after she got married? I'm like, what? No. So, and I still haven't found that story, but I found this one instead.
Okay.
This one's interesting. They live here in Utah, but the victims were found in Caldwell, Idaho, which is where you are.
We're here. Like where, you know, that we've triangulated the location.
I think I do have an address. I have pictures of the house. Well, I don't know if they were actually killed in the house. Bodies were found there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 216 South K Sid Road in Caldwell. How far is it from you?
I'm not going to answer that question, but I have been there to that street. Don't need to triangulate my location further, but I have been to that street.
Okay. Well, there we go, people.
You've already
triangulated. I'm close to Ted Bundy and you have this guy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've also like talked about being out back of a Kmart blocks from your house or something. So You're just posting your location all over.
No, from where I used to live. Yeah.
That's
not anymore. Okay. So this all starts off according. So there's several people involved in this. So there's Cheryl Baker, which is his wife of nearly 10 years. Nadia Melody, who is 48. And her daughter, who was 14 years old, who is named Peyton Melody. And Nadia was dating this guy named Gerald Mike Bollinger. He went by his middle name. According to friends, Nadia was his girlfriend for almost 2 years.
Okay.
And she was really excited because they all lived in Utah at this time. And Nadia was really excited because she recently actually moved to Utah.
Oh.
And she met this man. She met him at work. She was at the massage therapist and he showed up one day and they just were inseparable besides that. He was gone a lot though. He was a pilot, so he'd be gone for sometimes at weeks on end. So she didn't think that this was odd at all. Nadia hasn't talked to her family in almost 3 days.
Oh.
Which is not like her.
Okay.
One of her friends calls police. At this time, though, she's moving. So her stuff is still moving from Utah to Idaho. So she's concerned, hey, you know, did she get in an accident? Did something happen to her? What's going on? You know?
Yeah.
Because she normally does respond and she hasn't heard from her. And she hasn't heard from her on the 9th.
Okay.
And then on the 11th, she's called police and she doesn't get a response from police. She doesn't get any response from them, really. Kind of like, okay, we'll just take this into consideration. She's probably fine. You're just probably freaking out. Well, Nadia did post on Facebook the exact address, actually, where they were moving to and like took videos of this place. Like she was really excited. So with that information, her friend went ahead on the 12th, June 12th, and called the police in Caldwell and let them know, hey, we go do a welfare check on my friend here.
Yeah.
So they show up, they do a search of the house. No one's there. They kind of look in the backyard and they notice that the shed is open.
Oh boy.
Well, in the shed, they find...
So I found this cute little online shop. It's called Blossom Boutique with two E's at the end. I was just looking through all their stuff and they have some really cute stuff. Best part is too, is that they have some stuff for adults and for kids. Plus, I really like the girls gang shirts. Like me and my daughter can match.
I love that they are a small business. I really like supporting small businesses and creative artists. They have a mug that says Moonchild on it that I am pining for. So right now I've noticed they have Halloween flannels that you can pre-order. I'm so going to get one for my son. They're so cute.
I also saw they had some Brie Britney shirts because I know that that's an injustice in all of its own. So that's awesome. And I really love their Soul Searching shirt. That one was really cool. And for my daughter, this Sunflower Demon jacket. Holy crap, that is adorable.
So if you love supporting small businesses as much as we do, love cute clothes, are also really affordable, go ahead and check out Blossom Boutique.
Get 15% off with code CRIME15. Blossom Boutique with two E's at the end. And I'll go ahead, I'll link it down on the bio too. So go ahead and check them out. That is Blossom Boutique with two E's at the end of boutique, Blossom Boutique.
Nadia, her daughter Peyton, and his wife Cheryl, as well as three dogs.
What are the puppies?
That are all decomposed.
Oh, so it's been okay.
Well, it's hot. They said that, you know, around that time in June, it was like 98 degrees or whatever. So they think that it decomposed faster.
Is it this year? Because this year has been ridiculously
2017.
I don't remember being as hot. I guess I didn't move till November of 2017. So
they were all found a few weeks later. Cheryl, his wife's car, is found abandoned Pacific Creek Campground in Teton County by the Teton Mountains, which is where I was.
Okay.
To this day, he's still missing.
Oh, okay.
They have never found him. The most recent sighting was in... It was in that 2019. I do have photos. Let me just grab some photos anyway, right here. And I can show you, which I think, yeah, definitely looks a lot like him. Okay, so the blue one is just a regular photo of him. And the one right next to it is a picture of someone claiming that they saw him in 2019. I think that they look similar.
Okay, I could definitely see. I mean, okay, I can see the resemblance. And it could be him, but let's face it, he also is a relatively common looking guy. Yeah. I mean, yes, this guy could be the same man, but I probably see someone who looks kind of like that man every time I go to the grocery store too. Is that awful?
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's pretty freaking average.
I mean,
white, gray hair, you know, because he's in his 60s. He's 61, I think he would be.
In that like slightly blurry picture,
could that be him? It's a surveillance camera.
Could it be one of 15 other people are in that area at any given moment? Yep.
Funny thing. So that was found in 2019, and that was actually in Yellowstone Park.
Oh, okay.
At one of the gas stations.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't too far from the Teton Mountains. So apparently, friends and family are saying that Cheryl never knew about Nadia, and Nadia never knew about Cheryl. What they think happened, ran on it. So they think that, so it was Cheryl's and Mike's anniversary.
Okay.
And he actually told her that he bought a trailer and was staying up there, and he bought some land and he was fixing it up so that they could have like a spot to like go camping or something.
Okay.
Paid for the land and everything.
How do you fix up land to make it better for camping? Like,
anyway, so that's why he claimed he was there. According to their friends, Cheryl went there to surprise him for their anniversary. So he's like, well, he's been working so hard and now he's out there working on the trailer too and all the land out there. So I'm going to surprise him. Well, that's as much as we know.
Oh.
Her friend said that, yeah, she went out there to surprise him, but there was only one person that knew about this. And one of the investigators on this says, think we might have the right guy, but until DNA shows up too, we don't know who shot what gun. We don't have the weapon. All three of these women were shot in the head.
Oh.
They don't have the gun. And I mean, his fingerprints are over everything, but that could be due to him living there.
Yeah. But what else could have happened?
But I mean, there are theories that Cheryl knew about Nadia and went to confront them, actually killed Nadia, and then somehow he got the gun away from her and shot her and Peyton.
Okay.
That she went in and shot Peyton, and then Nadia is pissed off at her. Then he apparently shoots Cheryl, which I'm just like, this doesn't make sense, because the bullets, it does look like it came all from the same gun. They can't find the gun, but it looks like they came from the same gun. And then he has a 10-day start too, where he actually traded his truck in. He went and got Cheryl's, had a car that was in Utah that was having some maintenance done. So he left his truck there and took her car and then left it in the Teton Mountains.
Oh, okay.
So he thinks that there's a lot of people are like, well, he probably did that so that they'd be looking for his truck and not her car. And I mean, he's never been found. And some police are like, well, yeah, if he went up in the Teton Mountains, chances are he got eaten by something. Maybe.
I mean, it's definitely possible.
I think too, what's possible too, is he might have killed his wife.
Okay.
And then his girlfriend found out, got really mad, and he killed both of them.
Did he have any other motive, like to kill his wife, though?
Besides just wanting to be with her?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it happens all the time, but I just feel like if you want to not be with a person, don't kill them. Just
I know, but I mean, you got to look at Chris Watts.
I know. It happens. It does. I just don't understand it.
This episode is brought to you by Best Fiends, the fun puzzle game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults.
I am on level 60, and I've just left the frozen hills to begin venturing the endless desert.
Oh, sounds fun. And plus, you can play this game anywhere, even offline. I played it while I was in Yellowstone when I didn't have any service, and I was still able to play Best Fiends without having to worry about my data. I am on level 38, and I am in the snow dunes with my fiends battling the evil slugs.
Ooh, I remember that. That's a good time. Come enjoy the fun, play Best Fiends, download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store today. That's Best Fiends. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
And yeah, Chris, what he did, man, that was meh. For those of you who don't know that story, it's a messed up one.
It is. It's a completely messed up one. There's one crazy theory that someone, yeah, well, what if someone broke in the house and then shot them?
Okay.
And then maybe even killed him too, but is like framing it all on him.
What? I mean, what?
There's a theory that Cheryl had her own boyfriend.
Okay.
And then found out that she was married and freaked out.
Oh, are we positive this wasn't like an open relationship? Like, did they all just like...
I don't know.
Maybe they all just dated all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they were LDS, but that doesn't mean anything. So,
well, I mean, they could be LDS, but also they're apparently killing each other. So, you know.
Yeah. Nadia's friends are swearing up and down that she didn't know about Cheryl at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but there is that theory too. Someone's like, well, what if like Cheryl had her own boyfriend and found out about this, went to go kill him, and maybe he did kill him and all of the women as well, but just blamed it on him.
Maybe. I don't know. That one
I don't seems... think so. I don't think so. I mean, I understand that like this is a cold case, but I feel like it's shut and closed. You're just missing the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I mean, I know that a lot of other people had a lot of different theories online about this. One even said that maybe Peyton found out about this and threatened Mike to tell her mom. And so then ended up killing all of them, something like that.
Okay.
I guess that's possible too.
I mean, that would give some motive, I guess.
Or I mean, there's even thoughts too that maybe Peyton called the wife, Cheryl.
Ooh, maybe.
I guess we'll never really know. But why the dogs?
Why the dogs? Why? That's... like, I feel like at that point, you're just like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't 100% say it was him. They, whoever it was, just like got such a high that they just kept going. Or maybe the dogs like attacked them trying to protect the other people.
It's possible.
And so then they had to kill the dogs to get them out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, so they had other animals on the property, like cats, dogs, horses, goats.
That would be my best guess then, is that the dogs were like attacking. Trying. Yeah, to like protect, because dogs will do that.
Yeah. So now the question really remains too, is he alive or dead?
Now this one I'm not sure about. He could have been eaten by an animal for sure.
Yep. especially if he's up in the Teton Mountains. There's grizzlies and stuff and wolves up there.
Yeah.
But, or did he just leave the car there to throw the scent off or whatever and go somewhere else?
Ooh, okay. I like that theory too. Maybe.
Because he already dumped the truck once.
Yeah.
So maybe he heard that they're looking for her car.
Maybe. Okay, that's interesting. So like, but then, all right. So let's pretend he did that. Do that. Where else did he, would he go?
He could go anywhere at that point.
How?
Well, let's see. He could hitchhike to, you know, somewhere and end up on a plane somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
And who knows? I mean, if it was something that was pre-planned, he might have already.
Have they? I mean, I assume they've tracked his cards, though. I feel like they'd know if he bought a flight.
Yeah, well, all of his cards had been emptied, like his whole checking account and stuff was emptied, what they think was the same day of the shooting.
Okay, well, that's definitely suspicious.
So he just had all cash on him.
You actually buy a plane ticket in cash?
Why not?
I don't know. I
think you could.
I guess I don't know about, like, some cheap hotels, but you can't rent a nice hotel in cash because you have to have a card on file in case something happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, man, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, most airlines accept cash.
Oh, all right. I wouldn't have expected that. Okay. I am surprised. But he would still have to have ID and stuff. I mean, they still.
But if he's been planning this for a while.
Yeah.
He might have already found ways to get like a fake identification or something.
I don't know. That's a lot of forethought. But maybe weirder things have happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what do his friends think? Do they think, I mean, had he ever talked about going anywhere else?
No, he didn't. And like, I mean, even his brother, okay, first of all, his brother was shocked. He didn't even know that he had two women. The thing is too, is he's a pilot. So he could technically get on a private plane and fly it.
Oh, okay. Well, that is even more possible then.
He could have gone anywhere. For all we know, he could have parked around the Teton Mountains, had someone with a private plane, which there is actually a airport out there. We thought it was weird. Like, it was just like a random airport that's actually out there by the Teton Mountains.
It's not that random for small planes and stuff, though. There's a lot of small airports all over.
Who's to say, though, that he didn't have his own private plane that was there?
Well, that he could have.
Yep. Definitely could have had his own plane and just gone wherever.
Maybe.
Or stolen someone else's private plane.
Or a plane he could have bought off someone in cash. Like,
exactly.
I mean, that for sure he could have done. If he offered him enough, I don't know how much money he had. But
he had enough money to buy two houses.
That's true.
Pilots can make good money. I think that that's an option too. He could just go wherever he wanted. So
yeah. I mean, I wonder where he'd go though. Like,
my guess would be somewhere out of the country, but
possibly, but it is, I mean, in a small plane like that, it is a lot harder to fly certain distances. You have to stop more for gas. I don't think you could get like, I mean, he maybe could have gone to like Mexico or Canada.
I guess that's true.
But I don't know how easy it would have been for him to fly over a huge ocean or anything.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What, I didn't think of that.
Because those small planes don't hold as much gas as like a big commercial plane that they use like that.
Right. No, I get that. All right. Anyway, guys, well, if you guys have any theories on what happened here, I really don't think that there's a cold case. I'm pretty sure you did it. But there are theories of what exactly happened and how it happened. I mean, there are theories, but yeah, if you guys have any thoughts on this or whatever, please feel free to let us know.
Yes. Tell me if you agree with me, because I think that he did it and then karma had a bear eat him and there you go.
I think he could have ran off somewhere. I just don't know where. You guys know where to find us. If not, check us out on Crime Theories Podcast. We're on Patreon. We've got our own TikTok now, Instagram, Facebook. Just find us in Crime Theories Pod. And well, guys, just keep
fucking
going.